Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses that are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, little joys. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Choko Valiappa, founder and CEO of V Technologies. He founded social enterprise Hire Me, a platform that connects young talent from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities to potential employers. A fourth generation entrepreneur, Choko Valiappa's passion for community development led to the founding of Hire Me, an assessment, rapid skilling and job platform for pro bono assessment, rapid skilling services, as also helping find relevant jobs for millions who are joining the queue of hopefuls every year. A graduate from Christ College, Bengaluru, Choko did his textile technology and management from the South India Textile Research Association, CITRA, and advanced research in the Czech Republic. A cycling and fitness enthusiast, Choko pedals away during travels and always takes the stairs. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Choko.
Thank you, Gaurav. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Okay, we'll start off with a very basic question for my benefit and also for the benefit of our listeners. How would you describe Hire Me as? Is it a deep tech company? Is it a hiring facilitator? Or is it something else? Choko?
So I think, Gaurav, it's actually a mix of both. So, it is a recruitment platform, which is also a bridge which connects the employers to academic institutions, colleges, and students. And what we do also use deep tech, especially in terms of AI. We use chatbots for some question banks and then RPA. So in many ways, it encapsulates both of it together.
Hire Me conducts company-specific assessment tests to pre-qualify job seekers, including coding capabilities and psychometric tests, which help companies deploy HR resources for personal interviews and other selection processes. Explain it to me. How does this work, Choko?
You know, I took over hands-on in terms of recruitment in our institutions. We run a group of colleges in Salem and Sona Institutions and Tyagaraja Polytechnic. I was left to handle the recruitment there. And then I saw the plight of the students. Literally, I say the plight of the students. The entire recruitment industry is based on each company is going to a campus. And the campus actually determines the job. It's not the students. So if you have a great student in a non-descriptive college, he or she may not get a job. So they very often I ask people, I said, where did Abdul Kalam study? Abdul Kalam graduated in Trichinopoly and in St. Joseph's, Tiruchi. So how many colleges go to, say, Tiruchi to recruit students? Because if you don't, you'd miss one of India's best presidents. Similarly, for chartered accountancy exam, the topper comes from Salem, actually, incidentally. So talent is distributed everywhere, but how are we going? And then as companies like, you know, V Technologies, we recruit about close to 200 or 300 students a month, roughly. And we were going to 200 campuses. Then I said, my own company is going to 200 campuses. And then we keep assessing. And then I asked them, the bigger problem is the rejections. So whenever you go to the top companies and you ask them how do they hire, they say, oh, they hire the top 5% of the class, which was the case in V Technologies too. They said, oh, we only hire 5%. I said, that means you rejected 95%. And youngsters don't, especially anyone, no one likes failures, but youngsters more so take it to heart much more than anybody else. And we're creating a failure psychosis. And that's when I said that we needed somebody. So I saw both these problems, what an industry is having and an institution is having and a student is having. So I said, we need to bring this together. And that's exactly what HireMe does. It brings in students and hiring companies together in a platform.
Very interesting that you cite the example of our former president, Abdul Kalam. And, you know, that's a case study of how actually talent is hiding in various tier one, tier two and Mofussil towns in India. But, you know, since you are a facilitator platform too, you are essentially matching skills with jobs and matching job seekers with employers. What is the challenge that you see? What is the biggest barrier that you see among students or among job seekers in tier two and tier three cities compared to those in the metropolises or the so-called better colleges? Choko?
Yeah. It's actually a very relevant social problem that we have in India because of these urbanizations, like, you know, Bangalore or Chennai or Salem or Hyderabad. Like, you know, so they're all major tech cities. And if you're in a place like Salem, which is like, you know, where my institution was, it's 3 hours from Bangalore, 2.5 hours from Coimbatore, 4 hours from Chennai. And what happens is that when a company goes to recruit, they normally recruit in their backyard. So, and they leave talent aside. So that's where we try to bridge. And it actually, like, you know, I know you said tier two and tier three cities. So we just did a statistics and we said that 60% of what HireMe has assessed is from tier three and tier four cities, which is brilliant. I'll give you an example. Like, you know, there was a company called Natural Instruments, which came in a couple of years ago and said they want to assess from us. And we said, they gave us the list of 15 colleges. So we said, we'll recruit from these 15 colleges, but can we also go and look at our database and find out the brilliant students there? So we found a student from Gubbi in Tumkur. We found a student from Orissa. So these people would never have come into the mix of National Instruments radar, but for HireMe.
That's right. You know, just to understand the way you function, the students don't pay anything for this assessment that you carry out. For companies also, a vanilla platform is for free. How do you earn money and what is your business model?
See, it's actually the original business model. There was no business model. There was only a mission. And the mission is to provide employment for youth, because India has a problem which people don't realize it as much. We need to generate 12 million jobs a year. Let's break it down. 1 million jobs a month. If you have to generate 1 million jobs a month, it's one job every 1.28 seconds. Between now and now, a job needs to get created. But are we ready for it? We are not. So I said, what can I do as a citizen of India to help India and help the youth who are coming in? Because we are the youngest country in the world and we have a population as big as America, less than 17. So how can we harness this talent by bringing it to the industry? So I said, let me do my part. And when people used to ask me, like, you know, what's your profit model? I said, it's ROK, it's not ROI, return on karma. It was the whole basis was I'm trying to get a place in heaven. I'm trying to buy a piece of real estate and I don't know how it is. So I'm trying to earn as much karma as I can. But but reality wise, like, my team came to me and said, listen, you're funding us. And you're continuing this thing. But if anything was to happen to you, what happens to us? So that's how we generated a second model called HireMe Pro and HireMe Gold. So what HireMe Gold, what HireMe Pro does is it basically the companies come in and assess the vanilla assessment, as you called it, the CSR assessment, which is free. And then they have to have one more test, which is a company-specific test. So, like, for example, we assess people in 40 different coding languages or something like that, or take a deep down approach for company specific questions. If they are in, say, healthcare, we may have asked them healthcare questions or something. So that was the goal model. Instead of choosing some other assessment company to come, they would choose us, and we're trying to make it self-sustainable. And then we realized that the students were also, many students aspire to go into, say, an Accenture or some company like that. But when you assess them, like, you know, they're not competent to join Accenture or TCS or Cognizant or anybody like that, but their aspiration level is there. So then we said, what is it like, you know, so can we called it Hire Me Gold, and we said that, can we bridge that together? And now we are working with the government of Tamil Nadu, for example, in a mission of theirs called Nan Mudalvan. And we've actually assessed 170,000 people in the same lines. And we're calling it a jobility assessment. So how job ready are they to get a job? So that's some of the stuff that we're now working with. So.
Absolutely. But how do leveraging the power of artificial intelligence, analytics, machine learning to not only help workers and find jobs that match their skills, but also help employers to find the right resource at the right price, at the right place, and the right moment? To what extent does it help client organization lower their hiring costs? Choco?
Yeah, actually, it's a very good point, Gaurav. So, like, you know, Flipkart has actually done an assessment, and they've said that they've reduced their time for hire and the price of hire as well. And the major component is Hire Me. So Flipkart we are proud that Flipkart's been using us for a number of years now. And we're glad that we've helped them in that hiring. So what we do from an AI perspective, we use AI to proctor, first of all, if the assessment is being taken by the right person, matches the photo with the person taking the assessment, and is the person listening or seeing something and writing, or somebody else is we can look at the eyeball movements and those kind of stuff, and then make out if the people are copying or not. And so which is actually, during COVID, it actually became a huge revenue model for us, because a lot of institutions were relying on Hire Me we called it Hire Me Pro X, and for examinations. And it was using the same AI proctoring to make sure that those people are writing the examinations, and which is another revenue model as well. So that's one from an AI perspective. So then we also use chatbots to do question and answer question filtering. So we have a question bank, and then we use chatbot to look at some of the questions, modify the questions, and assess. And the another huge thing which the employers like is a filtering mechanism. And so we're able to actually filter through the various, I mean, so for example, there are 1.2 million people who have enrolled in the Hire Me platform, and about 660,000 people are actually finish their profile. So going through all of that, so how can you filter, if you're looking for a job, what does that job role require? So any job role will require three basic aptitudes: verbal, quantitative, logical, right? So how important is this mix? Like, you know, how can we triangulate it? Like, you know, in a scale of 1 to 10, how important is analytical skills or mathematical skills, or, you know, any of that? So on a scale of 1 to 9, so you lay the snake in whichever way you want, and then only people on the right side will show up. And that's a huge thing for employers, because they can immediately filter the people, and only the people filtered will show up on the right side, and the thumbnails are there, and you can actually click that and you get a 20-second video. And you get to see the person and see how they're communicating, for example, and then shortlist them or reject them, right? So this reduces the time. And then we are also integrated with the National Career Services Portal, Ministry of Labor and Employment, to facilitate this in a larger scale. So.
How many students have you helped facilitate their employment so far?
So we've done about close to 220,000, Gaurav. So they've they've got to the next stage of actually meeting the recruiter. So they've got a call from the recruiter. So we are a matchmaking platform. We bring in the person who requires a job and the person who wants to hire. And then after that, we don't know, don't monitor exactly, because we just bring that platform together. So, and that's what we've done. So 660,000 people have taken to finish the assessment, and about one third of our people have actually got employment. So more recently, just last month, we conducted the HEAT IME employability and eligibility test. And there were 30,000 people who registered. And the result is, this happened just a couple of weeks ago, and already 1,000 people have already got offers. And we expect that to keep doubling every week in the next couple of weeks. So,
you know, Choco, you carry out an objective evaluation of verbal, logic, and quantitative aptitude personality traits, communication, computer, coding skills, and across 40-plus programming languages, and also core technical subject competencies. This would essentially imply that only engineering and technical student would mostly avail of your services. What about those who are not pursuing engineering or technical courses? Say, for instance, someone who's in the liberal arts space, or more specifically, how about people who are seeking sales jobs?
Yeah, so actually, since it's a technology platform, so it might get connoted to be a technology focused or something like that. 47% of the people who have taken the assessments and have got jobs are actually non-engineering. So Flipkart, for example, Yes Bank. So they are not technology per se. So Yes Bank is using it for across the board recruitment, and Citibank has been using that platform too. And it's basically an assessment engine. And then Hire Me Pro, for example, is being used by Conferee in America. So they like the way that we are able to customize the question and answers for them. So Conferee actually goes through all the probably Fortune 1000 or Global 1000 companies in the US, and are actually assessing the employees, their own employees, because right now, as the world is changing super fast. So, how do you get ready employees? How do you enable the employees to go to the next level? So find out what skills they have and what skills they don't have, and empower them with what skills they don't have so that they can get ready for the future. So that's what Conferee is using to get their companies ready for the future, using IME platform, for example. So.
You're right. And, what's your assessment about the extent of skill gaps that exist among students graduating from colleges and those that the industry and employers require?
Yeah, it's also the ambition of the students is fairly high, and whereas they're not, when it comes to the actual competencies, there is a gap, and that's why IME Gold came out. And another huge thing is also very often not realized is the psychometric assessment. And IME was one of the leaders in the world in terms of psychometric assessment. So we've done psychometric assessment now for over 5 years. And so much so that I'm not sure if you heard of the X Prize, which is part of the Singularity University and that network. And a lot of people may not know the X Prize, but they will know the first winner of the X Prize, called the Virgin Galactic, which is there. So there's a $5 million X Prize on rapid reskilling. How do you skill a person out of a job and skill them in half the time that it normally takes, and get them a 20% increase in salaries from their previous salary? And this was a $5 million competition. And we put our hat in. It's an American competition. We said, let's try entering this race. And so we were surprised that we were the only ones, not only from India, the only one from Asia, to actually qualify for this contest. And we ran the race in the 10. For the semifinal round, and we actually were the winners. We outlapped everybody else in the semifinal round, and in the final round we were the only ones to completely qualify, and we're still waiting for the results. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, but that just shows that here What played a lot is a psychometric assessment. We found the right person for the right job. In this particular case, we took healthcare industry, which is non-engineering to your question. And for healthcare assistant who we trained, we wanted people with high empathy. Because if you don't have high empathy, you might be a great student and you may ace the class. But if you don't have empathy, you won't be in the job. Like, you won't enjoy the job. So that's what we try to do is to, and it's totally non-engineering in healthcare. We went in, we run it, and we proved to the world our belief in meeting the right aptitude and the right psychometric mindset for the students.
You know, you also carry out objective evaluation on behalf of colleges and universities, in the sense that you also help colleges and universities across India conduct midterm and semester examinations for students using an AI-based secure platform. How does it work for the colleges?
So yeah, so this thing came out during the COVID, like I was mentioning earlier. So when COVID hit, colleges, classes were normal. Like, you know, everyone was surprised how classes transformed, right? You know, using Zoom or Teams or whatever, people started conducting classes. But when the problem came for assessment, right? So a lot of assessments were done just straight out of the bat, open book and things like that. So, which meant that the students, we are not assessing the students properly. So that's when we said that let's try assessing people using our AI proctored exam. And then earlier we just had the face assessment. And then we said, let's do an online assessment. And then, which is 100% video capture. And then we said we can do another thing called live assessment. So this is a live feed. So you put the mobile phone and start writing the exam, and your invigilators are actually monitoring you remotely. So it's like writing a normal exam, but with somebody else invigilating, which is your mobile phone here. So that so those are the things which we took forward. And then now the colleges who used it said that this is a brilliant platform to actually assess. So because when you have invigilation, how much do you have? You have 1:20, 1:30, 1:50, invigilators to a student. But this way, it's actually a one-on-one invigilation, and you're actually looking at it on a finite basis. And then if you actually map the AI proctor to the assessment, you can actually find the reaction of the student to each question and answer. And that will actually give you a different insight if you were to look at it. That's something that we're not doing right now, but it's a potential thing which can happen out. So,
you know, Choko, final question. You were sitting on a repository of data about jobs and skills, particularly about, the number of jobs that are available and the kind of skills that are required. So that's a market that, people are trying to, and policymakers have been trying to crack. A productive job, obviously, is the best form of inclusion. It is also a metric of how companies are expanding, and it also is a marker for to gauge economic activity. So the more the jobs that are out in the market and the greater the hiring activity, it also generally correlates to greater economic activity. What does the data tell you about the current jobs creation scenario in India?
So I think from a hire me perspective, Gaurav, so I think we see, especially recently, post the tech meltdown in a way, some of the technical jobs, for technology-based recruiting is coming down, softening down a little bit. But companies like Flipkart, Yes Bank, Citibank, all of them who are bullish on India, focused on India. So the India growth story is definitely there. We also see a lot of healthcare companies recruiting right now because healthcare is quite active. So, from that perspective. So, and we're also looking at merging this into other countries as well right now, and taking it to internationally. So, I think some of those things, especially in the Middle East and Africa, would also come in. But from an Indian basis, I think with the database that we have, we are looking at it from an employability index or something. We're coming up with kind of a report on employment, so which you'd soon be looking at it. So looking at some of the analytics that we've been getting. So.
Thank you, Choko, for these very deep insights about the job market, the skills that were required, and the kind of talent that is available in tier 2, tier 3, and tier 4 markets, the kind of skills that companies are looking for to fill the positions, a view about the current job scenario, and also about the broader issues of matching skills with jobs, particularly what kind of skills that colleges and universities probably need to impart, and how do you go about assessing it. Thank you so much for dropping by and taking the time out to have this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you, Gaurav. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Thanks so much.